For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Good Tuesday morning to everyone. Hope you're doing great out there. At the time of this taping, it's been very gray clouds out and almost nonstop rain. I literally get up and I go, you know what, Lord? Those clouds are going to move. The sun is behind the clouds. I do that. Just like probably many of you, I love the sunshine coming out. But it is winter and here in southeast Louisiana. And sometimes the clouds are just out and they're gray and we have rain. So push past it, my brother. Push past it, my sister. Just push past it. Either that or maybe you just love the rain and you curl up and cuddle up and, you know, knock your lights out with that. But I can't wait for the sun to come out. So I get up and I have my devotions and I'm like, you know what? The sun is right behind those clouds. Great symbolism, isn't it? The S-O-N is right there through whatever dark skies you may have. I'm not a poet writer, but that would work, wouldn't it? It's true. Jesus lives in you. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, gray clouds, whatever. So you pull from him from within if it's a little dark where you are. You just pull from God. He'll brighten up. That light will come in and brighten up anything you're going through. But I opened the broadcast yesterday. We're going to be talking about answered prayer. And I started going through different types of prayer. And again, the broadcasts are short, so I won't have time to really elaborate on prayer the way I would if you were in a conference. But suffice it to say, what is prayer, man? It's union between a creature and the Creator. Union between you and God. Union. And it's got to take place for your survival. It's just the truth. You're communicating with God to survive. It's a lifestyle. It's continual. It's a sharing of your thoughts, your intimacies, your feelings with God. Prayer, my brothers and sisters, will always get you back to God. So right now, at the sound of my voice, if you're thinking, well, it's been a while, I've kind of been swinging things on my own. Well, you know what? Stop. Repent. And pray. You say, I don't know what to say. Just, again, what's prayer? Talking with God. Talking. Communicating. Opening the door up again and say, God, good morning. I need you today. What's going on? What's happening here? See? It's bringing you back to God. It's recognizing God. You're bringing him into your world. Gotta have it. Too busy to pray? You know what? You might as well just say, I'm on my way to backslide. If you say to me, I've been too busy to pray, well, then that tells me you just said, you know what, I feel like I'm going to backslide for a little bit. Come on, think about it now. How can you, you know, if you're too busy to pray, you're wheeling and dealing from your own self. You've gone backwards a little bit, but swing back. Pray. Talk to God. Thy will be done, God. Thy will. Father, you're my Father. I worship you. Okay? And then you'll be back into fellowshipping with God. Prayer, the most powerful ability we have is prayer. All right, answered prayer. Got some of this from Andrew Murray. Four areas for answered prayer. I'll go into the first one. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you're going to ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. Answered prayer. So Andrew Murray starts out with John 15:7. The key. The key. Can I say it again? The key to answered prayer. Abiding in Christ. Let me tell you what abide means in the Greek. M-E-N-O. Remain. Continue. Dwell. Remain. The Message Bible says live in me. So you're not just going to come to him. You're going to live in God. Then when you're asking for something, a petition, you'll find it'll start being in accordance with God's will because the self has been able to be brought down because you're abiding in God and he's able to get his will over to you. More on this tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.